response to a call for a banking royal commission yesterday, here's what Liberal Senator Barry O'Sullivan had to say.
Millions and millions of Australians have been affected by the behaviour of the banks over time. They show almost an autistic disregard for prudential regulation and law, and it's time for these people to have their day in court.
Now, it's not the commentary on banks that's caused a lot of reaction, but his decision to use the word autistic as an adjective and a derogatory term. The comments come during Social Inclusion Week, a School of Hard Knocks initiative designed to connect communities, workmates, families and friends to help build and strengthen relationships and address isolation and exclusion of those people who feel marginalised in the community. So how are we going at achieving those goals, especially when you hear terms like that being used in federal politics and in that way? Kate Swain is a young journalist who's just moved back home to Gunnedah from Sydney. She was in a car accident at the age of 5. It left her paralysed from the chest down and relying on the use of her wheelchair. Now, she's chronicling her journey in her blog, The Wheel Life, and she's going to chat to us this morning. Hi, Kate.
Hi.
Thanks for joining us. So how are you enjoying being home?
Thank you so much. Great. I love the country air, lots of space.
Lovely. It's lovely to be returned. So we're talking about social inclusion, and you only yesterday decided to test how accessible the state government's new container deposit scheme called Return and Earn was. Why did you want to test it out, and what did you find?
I guess height's a big problem with when you're in a wheelchair, and I want to be able to do things independently. So my brother sent me on a mission, and I wanted to prove if it did work or if I would not be able to reach it. And in the end, I was unfortunately not able to reach the screen, so I'm hoping that that can promote change.
Yeah, okay, so it was just out of your... I mean, did they tell you it would be within your reach? I think you'd even contacted them before.
Yes, I had contacted them through Facebook, and they had told me that it was standard height for a standard wheelchair and that I should be able to reach it. But through seeing videos, I was doubting whether it was true or not, so I had to just go find out for myself.
How did you feel when you arrived? Were you surprised, or have you had encounters or so many moments like this before that you're no longer surprised when you encounter these kind of difficulties?
I wasn't surprised because unfortunately it does happen more often than not. You can go to book hotels and they'll say, we don't have any stairs, and you'll rock up and there'll be 3. So, yeah, it is more common and frustrating than it should be.
Yeah. So how are you getting about Tamworth? How are we doing? How are you finding public transport and just things like parking?
It is quite difficult to get around. Quite a few people have disability parking permits, which is quite hard because I do drive, and I drive independently. And some shops still have steps and things, but hopefully things are going to improve to make things more accessible.
And just with parking, I think you were even saying to me there may be a space, but it also depends on the people who are parking around you, because if they don't leave you enough space to get out of the car, it's kind of a pointless exercise for you. You then can't even go in and grab a bottle of milk or whatever you need for the day.
That's exactly right. I just rely on the whip to be able to get my wheelchair out, get myself out, and then go do my shopping. But if I don't have that whip, then it's impossible for me to get out of my car.
Yeah, so the spaces might be there, but it's up to the rest of everyone in the community to not park so close to those spaces to make sure it all works. And what about some healthcare, things like that? Are you finding healthcare is accessible for you now you've returned to town, Kate?
I do find for a lot of things I do still have to go to Sydney because we do lack a lot of resources here. For example, a lot of the GPs I find don't bulk bill, which is quite hard even if you just need something quite quick like a script or something.
So filling in that is a costly exercise as well. Kate Swain is with us, and she is a young journo. She's chronicling her life in her blog, The Wheel Life. We thought we'd talk to her during Social Inclusion Week to get a sense of how we're actually doing when it comes to social inclusion. You have had some wins. You recently wrote about seats on airplanes. Is that getting better?
Yeah, I did, because there's an aisle chair in Tamworth where you get on, and it's smaller, so it enables you to get onto the aeroplane. And the one in Tamworth, actually the wheels didn't move and it was quite old, and I can understand that not many people used it. So I wrote them a complaint and said, this is not good enough. I travel to other airports such as Sydney, Adelaide. Their wheelchairs are awesome. Why does Tamworth have to miss out when there are people like me who do fly quite frequently? And I heard a response back saying, yes, we are going to order a new one. Thanks for letting us know. So it's often positive when you complain and you hear a good response from a business like that.
Yeah, that's a great result. So I guess there's some of the day-to-day issues, Kate, but you're looking for a job as well. How do you feel about opportunities and how inclusive employers are in the region?
I find quite a lot of workplaces aren't wheelchair-friendly and don't feel like they can be wheelchair-friendly, and quite a lot of employers also have preconceived ideas of what I'm like because I'm in a wheelchair, when really you shouldn't assume anything until you speak to me, you see my resume, then you should base it on my skills and my abilities rather than the fact that I show up in a wheelchair.
That's really interesting. So that there's a perception of you already in their mind. What sort of things have you had to encounter, and what sort of ways have you corrected their perception?
Well, a lot of them just initially say, we're not wheelchair friendly, we've never done this before, we don't know how to accommodate your needs. And so I just have to go and show them and say, this is what I'm capable of doing. I'm quite independent, I've lived on my own, I can drive my own car, I've worked for the federal government before, my skills are in my writing, I'm qualified, I have a degree. It's about reassuring them that I'm good enough for the job and I should be given the opportunity just as much as an able-bodied person, because I'm not difficult.
No, not at all. You're very generous with your time talking to us, Kate, this morning. So, and what are your hopes for the future when we talk about social inclusion? I mean, I think it's unfortunate that to have a win, you've had to write a complaint letter that we're constantly having to alter our perception and rethink the way we, provide access to different parts of the community. But what are your hopes for the future now you moved home?
I would just love it to be a lot more inclusive, and I guess for businesses to think, like, for example, when I go to Sydney Airport, the fact that there's a disabled toilet is wonderful, but the fact that there is a garbage bin where I have to use my foot to open, but I can't use my foot because I'm in a wheelchair. So it's even just the small things that a lot of businesses or people don't think about that are actually there and could be obvious to someone like me. So just getting more education out there, making it more prominent, that yes, we are in the community, we're active in the community, and we are independent in this community.
Awesome. Well, Kate, it's lovely to have the chance to talk to you, and I hope you enjoy settling back into town, and we look forward to reading more of your adventures on your blog, Wheel Life, which is an awesome little read. Kate, thanks for talking to us this morning.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Kate. Cheers. Kate Swain there. Yeah, her blog is Wheel Life, and you can find it just by popping into your Google, your search engine, whatever it might be. But an interesting challenge for all of us in every regard. Is there a part of what you do that could be more socially inclusive? It's a week to reflect on that. The School of Hard Knocks came up with the initiative, and are we doing enough as a community? Interestingly, we spoke last week about the Disability Transport Hub that Tamworth Council's talking about. So that campaign looks like a wonderful idea, and giving community members and carers a nice, clean, safe space to go, to change, to shower while they come into town from anywhere across the region is a wonderful concept. I know some cafes are also including Braille menus, which is a wonderful addition. But what else can we be doing? A bit of space to think about that this week.